I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Hank Pander has been one of Oregon's foremost artists for the past half century. Since arriving from his native Netherlands, his vivid and intense work has ranged from depictions influenced by a childhood growing up under the Nazi occupation to official portraits of Oregon Governors Tom McCall and John Kitzhaber. In conjunction with the Lane Arts Council's First Friday Art Walk in Eugene on November 6th, he'll give the month's art talk at the downtown Lane Community College campus at 6 p.m. He joins me by phone at KLCC. Thanks for your time today.
Sure, you're welcome.
Do you think that being from elsewhere allowed you to see things in Oregon artistically that those of us who were born here might miss?
Well, I think you get formed really early on, and my aesthetics were formed early on. My exposure to art was formed. So in that sense, I've always sort of looked sort of in a natural way, in a sense, just look at it like living in a foreign country.
When you start to see the developing themes of your work over the course of a long lifetime, what kind of narrative do you see developing?
I don't really know who ever said it to me, but a long time ago in Holland, one of my friends in Holland said, you know, the only thing you can really do as an artist is paint a picture of your time. And of course, that's an incredibly broad, sweeping comment, but I've taken it somewhat literally in a sense that I did make an incredible journey, a huge cultural journey, and at the same time, you know, assimilating this culture in America, and at the same time, retaining a sense of personal identity.
One of the portraits that you ended up doing here was Oregon Governor Tom McCall, and that portrait was apparently controversial at that time. Why was it controversial in your estimation?
Oh, you tell me. I have been blessed with the notion of being controversial in the moment go out here. I wanted to paint a portrait of him in a setting which he had influenced, where the setting of the painting would reflect on his governorship. I discovered the Beach Bill and his efforts to that. That idea of doing a grand measurement and measuring the American continent, the interface of the continent and the great oceans and the forces of nature which determine, you know, the floods and the receding floods, and him standing at the edge of the ocean with a 16-foot pole making this grand. I mean, he sounded like Isaac Newton. And he was also standing at the edge of his own life, because he was actually basically standing with one foot in his grave, because he was gravely ill.
The intensity of your work surrounding growing up under the Nazi occupation is undeniable. What do you want to communicate about that experience to those of us who didn't have to experience that hard history directly?
To me, these paintings are kind of more like allegories. The end of the war, when the southern Netherlands was already liberated, the Nazis still were above the rivers, and that was just an extremely bitter winter. There was just massive famine. People were persecuted and murdered, and it was just dark and cold, and there was nothing to eat, and there was no electricity, and there was no fuel, and there was terror, and my father had to hide, and all that, you know, and I was like seven. And then landing in America, ever since I've been here, I've been here for 50 years, and it's been in perpetual war. And then some years ago, I had a big commission, and one of these murals had to deal with World War One. So I went down to France, and by roaming around on these battlefields looking for blooming poppies, I discovered that the whole First World War was still imprinted in the French landscape. The trenches were still there. I found helmets. I found machine gun trees. I found enormous bomb craters. It was turned out to be this much more moving experience than I had really even imagined. And that made me sort of interested in if, like, history or war or conflict could be imprinted in the landscape, and if similar kind of things were imprinted in the American landscape. I was started looking for these kind of battlefield-type landscape which made these kind of links between my own childhood and living in American stuff. So all these kind of connections.
And as you look ahead in your late 70s, what artistically keeps you alive and looking forward?
I go paint in the desert quite a bit. I've collected, like, remnants of animals and stuff. They remind me of 17th century Vanitas paintings, and also they say something about, you know, the wilderness and the animal kingdom. And violence in this country and the rawness of it. I keep myself really busy. I don't even think about how old I am.
Well, thank you for your remarkable work and for taking time to talk about it today.
Sure.
Hank Pander, who will give this month's Art Talk as part of the Lane Arts Council's First Friday Art Walk in Eugene on November 6th. His talk will be held at Lane Community College's downtown campus beginning at 6 p.m. It's free and open to the public. For more information, lanearts.org. And for more on Hank Pander's art, hankpander.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.